welcome to Guidatrix 365, where I bring you news, updates, and coaching tips. Today we have reached episode 9, and if you've been following so far, we've talked a little bit about getting back into a regular exercise routine. We've talked a lot about fasting, we've talked a lot about ketones and glucose, but today I just really want to talk about just getting back into some form of normality. Now here in New Zealand, we have some new announcements today, but you know, we're all kind of excited about the April 12 opening of the Australian borders, where we can go between the two countries, so that's exciting, and potentially internationally in May. So at the moment we are all testing and all getting these RAT tests that we've all been allocated, and you know, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of stress in the community. I'm finding a lot of people in clinic that this is quite a concern, especially for families. We're finding that if one child, if it's at the school and one child's getting it, then generally both parents come down with it, so the whole family are then in isolation for a period of 7, you know, up to 10-14 days. And this is creating a lot of stress, not just within the family environment, but in our workplaces and in the community in general. So how do we combat this? Really just be there and support each other. You know, just a phone call the old fashioned way, or, you know, just a face call or a Zoom call or something like that to just help out. If we're finding that friends or family are in isolation, you know, just ask them if they need any groceries, maybe just do that extra trip, pick up a few extra bits and pieces. And you know, I was in lockdown almost 10 days ago now, for 7 days, and you know, I just got my sister to bring me some flowers, and it was just a nice thing to have when you're in isolation, just knowing that there's people out there thinking of you as well. So just be there, be a little bit more supportive of each other, understand the situation, especially with your work colleagues. Like, it's kind of stressful if you've got people off work. We're finding a lot of people are doing split shifts, and some people don't even want to go back to work because of the fear that they're feeling around Omicron and not wanting to actually become ill with it. So just be a little bit more tolerant of each other. Try to understand the other person's situation. Everybody deals with trauma. Everybody deals with stress in different ways. So the more we can understand each other, the more harmony and peace we'll have within our workplaces and within our home. So that's it today. Very short and brief. Stay safe out there, and just think of others as well.